Track 11, Test 1.
Good afternoon, Detective Gray. Thank you for talking to us about your work today.
My pleasure.
Detective Gray, we all know different series, films and books about detectives. Which ones are realistic and which ones aren't?
That's a good question. I'm glad you're asking at the beginning of our interview. Many people who find out that I work as a detective think that my job is similar to those they know from fiction. However, it's very different and probably not as exciting as many people think. In fact, in many respects, it's a job not unlike many others, and I lead a normal life like everyone else.
So you don't have complicated cases every day, which is the impression one gets when watching or reading about fictional detectives?
No, not every day. Occasionally, yes, but not every day.
So what does your work consist of then?
Well, it's very varied. If something happens, I often go there along with the police and have a look. It's not always a crime scene. In many cases, I'm just called to make sure nothing is neglected.
And what if there's a real crime?
I sit down and think about possible motives, connections, and circumstances. Then I contact everybody who might be helpful for my investigations. A large part of my job is to hold interviews, take notes, and filter out any inconsistencies.
And then?
Well, I also have to write lots of reports, whatever witnesses or other people tell me might be relevant, and I need to write lots of reports about that. You'd never guess that there's a lot of administrational work involved in my job. Most of the time, I'm organising something.
Do you also follow people and observe them?
Yes, I occasionally do that. You need a lot of patience to do that. Most of the time, it's calm and nothing happens. Sometimes it's a false alarm and nothing happens at all.
What does your family think about your job?
They got used to it. It's nothing special anymore. I go to work every day, like everybody else. I just don't always sit behind a desk, but I do that too.
Aren't they afraid that something might happen to you?
My kids aren't, I think. But my wife is sometimes worried, especially if something curious has happened. But she's always there for me and gives me strength. She also understands that I cannot tell her everything during the course of the investigations. I need to keep secrets and be very discreet. That's part of my job.
Does that sometimes affect you mentally?
Yes, of course. But my job offers regular supervision sessions, which means that I can talk about the problems I have at work. If there's a crime, I always talk to a supervisor, because otherwise it might have very negative effects on my private life. I can't just pretend that nothing has happened if some real drama has been going on. If it's about a family like mine, it affects me the most. And then I'm always just grateful that my family is fine.
So, there's no routine in your job. Am I getting this right?
Exactly. You never know what happens. There are many days when it's quiet, but then there are also stressful days.
What do you do after such a day?
I sit down for supper with my family, and I'm a little more grateful than on other days. Afterwards, I read a good book to distract myself or go to the gym.
Detective Gray, thank you for the interview and good luck with your next cases.
Thank you for inviting me. Goodbye.